Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman Mem by Avraham Goldhar and today Maseches Nedarim Daf Ayin Ches, the 10th Perek Nacha Marasa. So the three topics are going to focus on number one. Rabbi Yochanan said on the previous Daf, Chacham Shamar B'Chashem Baal HaChacham, who used the language of a husband and revoked the wife's neder, which means to void the neder going forward. Ubal Shamar B'Chashem Chacham, or a husband who used the language of a Chacham and annulled her neder, Lomer Kum, he has said nothing, and the neder is still in effect. He quotes a brace which darshans, Zeh HaDavar, this is the thing which Hashem commanded, implying that it must be followed exactly. A Chacham Matir Ve'ein Baal Matir. This teaches that a Chacham annuls and a husband cannot annul. For one would think that if a Chacham, who cannot revoke a neder, can annul a neder, then a husband who can revoke a neder, then certainly should be able to annul a neder. The above drasha teaches that he cannot. Another brisa darshan's the reverse. Zeh HaDavar Baal Mefer Ve'ein Chacham Mefer. This is the thing. This teaches that a husband may revoke a neder, but a Chacham cannot revoke a neder. For one would think that if a husband who cannot annul a neder can revoke a neder, then a Chacham who can annul certainly should be able to revoke. The drasha teaches that he cannot. Point number two, a brisa makes a gezeira shava of Zeh HaDavar between the darm and shchutei chutz, the prohibition to shecht karbanis outside of the Mikdash. Just as this prohibition applies to all Jews equally, so too Nadarim can be annulled by all Jews, including laymen. This teaches that three laymen are qualified to annul Nadarim. The Gemara objects, since the Pasuk says Rashi Amatos, heads of the tribes, indicating that experts are required. It answers that this term allows a Yachin Mumucha, a single expert, to annul Nadarim. The Gezer Sheva allowing laymen to annul Val must therefore be for more than one, which we presume to be three, similar to a minor basin. Another brisa provides an alternate source of this law by darshaning to distinguish between Mo'adim and Nadarim, teaching Mo'adei Hashem Tzrichim Mumcha, the holidays of Hashem require expert judges to sanctify the months which determine the date of the Mo'adim. They impart Nadarim Tzrichim Mumcha afil based in Hediotos, but Nadarim do not require expert judges and even three laymen suffice. And point number three, Rabbi Chanina taught, Hashosik Amanas Mekat, a husband who was silent in order to distress his wife by causing her to think that he'll confirm the neder, Mefra Afil Mekan Ve'Adasar Yom, he can still revoke it for another 10 days, meaning such silence does not constitute Hakama. The Gemara objects from a brisa which teaches that if a husband is silent for an entire day, he can no longer revoke the neder. The Gemara interprets the brisa statement broadly, that in all cases of a husband's silence, he would lose his right to Afar the next day, even if the purpose of the silence was to distress her. The Gemara answers that it's speaking only b'shosik amanas l'kayim, where he was silent in order to confirm, meaning he thought the neder shall be confirmed, which is a valid hakama. When the Gemara objects that the brisa already speaks of hakama in another case, it answers instead that the brisa is discussing b'shosik stam, one who is silent without a specific purpose, but if he was silent to distress her, he would not lose his right to revoke. Rabbi Chanina's ruling is successfully challenged on the next daf. So once again, the 3 points are number one. Rabbi Yochanan said on the previous daf, Chacham Sha'am B'Lashem Baal, a Chacham, who used the language of a husband and revoked the wife's neder, which means to void the neder going forward. Ubal Sha'am B'Lashem Chacham, or a husband who used the language of a Chacham and annulled her neder, Lomer Kum, he has said nothing and the neder is still in effect. He quotes a brisa which darshans, Zeh HaDavar, this is the thing which Hashem commanded, implying that it must be followed exactly. A Chacham Matir Ve'ein Baal Matir. This teaches that a Chacham annuls and a husband cannot annul. For one would think that if a Chacham, who cannot revoke a neder, can annul a neder, then a husband who can revoke a neder, then certainly should be able to annul a neder. The above drasha teaches that he cannot. Another brisa darshans the reverse. Zeh HaDavar Baal Mefer Ve'ein Chacham Mefer. This is the thing. This teaches that a husband may revoke a neder, but a Chacham cannot revoke a neder. For one would think that if a husband who cannot annul a neder can revoke a neder, then a Chacham who can annul certainly should be able to revoke. The drasha teaches that he cannot. Point number two, a brisa makes a gezeira shava of Zeh HaDavar between the darm and shchutei chutz, the prohibition to shecht karbanis outside of the Mikdash. Just as this prohibition applies to all Jews equally, so too Nadarim can be annulled by all Jews, including laymen. This teaches that three laymen are qualified to annul Nadarim. The Gemara objects, since the Pasuk says Rashi Amatos, heads of the tribes, indicating that experts are required. It answers that this term allows a Yachin Mumucha, a single expert, to annul Nadarim. The Gezer Sheva allowing laymen to annul Val must therefore be for more than one, which we presume to be three, similar to a minor basin. Another brisa provides an alternate source of this law by darshaning to distinguish between Mo'adim and Nadarim, teaching Mo'adei Hashem Tzrichim Mumcha, the holidays of Hashem require expert judges to sanctify the months which determine the date of the Mo'adim. They impart Nadarim Tzrichim Mumcha afil based in Hediotos, but Nadarim do not require expert judges and even three laymen suffice. And point number three, Rabbi Chanina taught, Hashosik amanasl mekat, a husband who is silent in order to distress his wife by causing her to think that he'll confirm the neder, mefra afil mekam ve'adasara yom, he can still revoke it for another 10 days, meaning such silence does not constitute hakama. The Gemara objects from a brisa which teaches that if a husband is silent for an entire day, he can no longer revoke the neder. The Gemara interprets the brisa statement broadly, that in all cases of a husband's silence, he would lose his right to afar the next day, even if the purpose of the silence was to distress her. The Gemara answers that it's speaking only b'shosik amanas l'kayim, where he was silent in order to confirm, meaning he thought the neder shall be confirmed, which is a valid hakama. When the Gemara objects that the brisa already speaks of hakama in another case, it answers instead that the brisa is discussing b'shosik stam, one who is silent without a specific purpose, but if he was silent to distress her, he would not lose his right to revoke. Rabbi Chanina's ruling is successfully challenged on the next daf. All right, so now we go to our Simon daf Ayin Ches, and this Simon was suggested to us by Jeremy Scheinwitz from Widmer, New York, and by Yeshua Eisenberg from Miami. They both suggested that Ayin Ches is a child going ugh. A child going ugh. So here goes. The Chacham's son, who went ugh when he heard his father trying to be made for a man's wife's neder, instead of being matirit, when ugh, when he saw three laymen who had done shchute chutz come annul the neder, and then threw his plate of spinach at the husband, he realized he was being silent in order to distress his wife. Once again, it's a motion. The Chacham's son, who went ugh, son going ugh, that must be Rondav Ayin Ches, ugh. The Chacham's son, who went ugh when he heard his father trying to be made for a man's wife's neder, instead of being matirip, which reminds the Gemara brings up Brisa that Darshan Zeh HaDavar, this is the thing, which Hashem commanded, implying that it must be followed exactly. A Chacham matir ve'ein bal matir. This teaches that a Chacham annuls and a husband cannot annul. And another Brisa Darshan is the reverse. Zeh HaDavar bal mefer ve'ein Chacham mefer. This is the thing. This teaches that a husband may revoke a neder, but a Chacham cannot revoke a neder. So the Chacham's son, who went ugh when he heard his father trying to be mefer a man's wife's neder, instead of being matirit, went ugh when he saw three laymen who had done shchute chutz come annul the neder, which reminds us, a brisa makes a gezerah shava of zeh hadavar between nedarim and shchute chutz, the prohibition to shech karbanas outside of the mikdash. Just as this prohibition applies to all Jews equally, so too nedarim can be annulled by all Jews, including laymen. This teaches that three laymen are qualified to annul nedarim. The Gemara objects, since the pasuk says, Roshei HaMatos, heads of the tribes, indicating that experts are required. It answers that this term allows a yachid mumcha, a single expert, to annul nedarim. The gzer shava allowing laymen to annul a vow must therefore be for more than one, which we presume to be three, similar to a minor basin. So the Chacham's son, who went ugh when he heard his father trying to be made for a man's wife's neder, instead of being matirit, when ugh, when he saw three laymen who had done shchute chutz come annul the neder, and then threw his plate of spinach at the husband when he realized he was being silent in order to distress his wife. Which reminds us, Rabbi Chanina taught, Hashosik amanas lemekat, a husband who is silent in order to distress his wife by causing her to think that he'll confirm the neder, mefer afil mekan ba'adasara yamim, he can still revoke it for another 10 days, meaning such silence does not constitute hakama. Rabbi Chanina's ruling is successfully challenged on the next daf. So once again, the Chacham's son, who went ugh when he heard his father trying to be mefer a man's wife's neder, instead of being matirit, went ugh when he saw three laymen who had done shchute chutz come annul the neder, and then threw his plate of spinach at the husband when he realized he was being silent in order to distress his wife. All right, so now it's time for four blot back Chazara. Daf Ein Dalet. So the Simmer Daf Ein Dalet is a witness. So here goes. The two witnesses, that must be one Daf Ein Dalet, aid. The two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam, revoking the neder of his Yavama, which reminds us, the next mission presents three opinions regarding the ability of a Yavam to revoke the nedarim of Yavama. Rabbi Elazar holds that even where there are multiple Yavam, the Yavam who performed Mimer may revoke her nedarim, as the Gemara will explain. Rabbi Yeshua takes a middle approach. If there's a single Yavam, then he may revoke the Yavam's nedarim. But if there are multiple Yavam, then no one may revoke her nedarim. Rabbi Akiva says a Yavam can never revoke Nedarim of the Yavam because she is not his proper wife, even after Mimer. So the two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam revoking the neder of his Yavama knew that things were going to get out of control when he told his brothers that because he had performed Mimer, he was no less than an ordinary Arus. Which reminds us, the Gemara asks, how is it possible that Rabbi Eliezer can allow one of two Yavamim to revoke Nedarim, even if he would hold that the Zika bond between a Yavam and Yavam were strong enough to be like Erison and allow for Hafara? But if there are two Yavamim, it is yet indeterminate who will perform Yivam, so neither Hafara should be valid. Rabbi Yami explained that the Mishnah is speaking where one Yavam performed Mimer, and Rabbi Yezer holds like Beis Shammai that Mimer, Konin, Kinyan, Gamur, Mimer affects a complete acquisition of the Yavamim Midaraisa, placing her in that specific Yavam's domain, even for Nadarim. So, the two witnesses on the scene of a Yavam revoking the neder of his Yavama knew that things were going to get out of control when he told his brothers that because he had performed Mimer, he was no less than an ordinary Arus. And they called in a rabbi who announced that a Yavam is not considered a full-fledged wife for other matters, and therefore even a lone Yavam cannot revoke Nadarim of a Yavama. Which reminds us, Rabbi Kiva taught that we never differentiate between one Yavam and two. Ukshar Dvarim ken Nadarim. Just as for other matters, the Yavam is not considered married, so too with Hafara of Nadarim. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Hei explains that the other matters in which Yavama differs from a wife refers to an accepted fact that the Yavama, even after Mimer, will not be liable to death by stoning for adultery like a Nar Arusa would. Rabbi Kiva showed from this that a Yavama, even of a single Yavam, is not a full-fledged wife, even after Mimer. Daf Ayin Hei. So the Simmer Daf Ayin Hei is an Amma Aretz. So here goes. The Amma Aretz. That must be one Daf Ayin Hei. Amma Aretz. The Amma Aretz who told his wife, on the darm you make from now until I return from the Amma Aretz convention, are revoked. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, one who says to his wife before traveling, on the darm that you vow from when I leave here until I return from such and such a place, shall be confirmed. Lo Amar Klum, he has said nothing because Hakama cannot be made before the nether exists. Hari and Mufarim, but if he said they shall be revoked, Rabbi Eliezer says the Hafar is valid and the Chamim say it is not. So the Amma Aretz who told his wife, on the darm you make from now until I return from the Amma Aretz convention, are revoked, was so upset when he received word that his wife's friend was Matvis Aneder on his wife's revoked Neder, which reminds us, the Gemara inquires, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that one may revoke Nadarim before they are made, Mechal Chalin Uvatun, do they take effect and then are voided by the Hafara? Or Dibbel Chalin Kla, or do they not take effect at all? Meaning, does the Hafara prevent their ever taking effect? The Gemara provides a practical difference. Kagon da'atvis acharina b'hadin nidra. In a case where someone else linked to this neder, the Ron's example is where she said, I'm a Nazira, and someone said, I'm like her. If the neder took effect, even for a moment, the second person's neder would also take effect. But if her neder was prevented from taking effect, the second neder would not be valid. So the Amma Aretz who told his wife, on the darm you make from now until I return from the Amma Aretz convention, are revoked, was so upset when he received word that his wife's friend was Matvisa Neder on his wife's revoked Neder, that he missed his favorite convention competition of who can swallow the most rings to save them from becoming Tame. Which reminds us, the Gemara suggests another proof from a Brisa in which the Chachamim argued to Rabbi Eliezer, if a mikveh which raises Tameh people from their Tumah state does not save Tahor people from becoming Tameh, meaning if a person touches Tumah while immersed in a mikveh, he still becomes Tameh, then a person who does not raise Tameh items from their Tumah by swallowing and regurgitating a Tameh ring, soon should not save Tahor items from becoming Tameh, meaning it shall follow that one who swallows a Tahor ring and enters an Ola with a corpse should not protect the ring from becoming Tameh. Yet in truth it does. The Chamin thus undermined Rabbi Yezer's Kav HaChomer with this argument. Daf Ayin Vav. So the Simmer Daf Ayin Vav is an intravenous tube, an IV. So here goes. The IV tube, IV tube. That must be more in Daf Ayin Vav, IV. The IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains Tahor, which reminds the Gemara finally resolves its inquiry about Rabbi Eliezer from a Brisa, in which Rabbi Eliezer sought to prove to the Chamim that they too must make a similar Kav HaChomer. Mazraim, Tameim, Kevin, Shazar, Makarka, Tahorin. If plants which are Tameh, once that they are planted in the ground, they become Tahor. Zeruim, Ba'omdim, Kolshkein, then those already planted should certainly remain Tahor, even if Tumah touches them. Rabbi Eliezer argued to the Chamim that they certainly agree with this law, although there's no source for it except this Kav HaChomer, so they should agree to his Kav HaChomer as well. So, the IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains Tahor, was hooked up to a Na'aru who fainted when she discovered her father tried to sell her as a maidservant, which reminds us, a Brisa taught, one might think that a father can sell his Na'aru Dara as a maidservant just as he can sell his daughter who is a minor as a maidservant. There's a Kav HaChomer that he cannot. Mechura Kvar Yotze, if she was sold already and became a Na'ara, she leaves her servitude by virtue of reaching maturity. Ain't a Mechura, ain't a Dinshul Timkor, if she was not yet sold, is it not certain that she cannot be sold when she's already a Na'ara? Since this is the source of this law, we see that all agree to such a Kav HaChomer. So the IV tube that was connected to a plant in the ground, which always remains Tahor, was hooked up to a Na'aru who fainted when she discovered her father tried to sell her as a maidservant. When he got upset that once it became dark, he could no longer be Mefer, her neder. which reminds us there's machlokas if hafara is for that entire day until it gets dark, which is learned from the pasuk b'yom shamo, or for a 24-hour period, which is learned from the pasuk which states miyom el yom, from day to day, implying a full 24 hours. Daf ein zayin. So the simmer daf ein zayin is a goat. So here goes. The goat. That must be more daf ein zayin. A's. The goat tied to the Shabbos table, where a man was looking for a heter to his nether, not to drink wine so he could have kiddush, which reminds us. The next Mishnah teaches, Mefiri Nadarim b'Shabbos, v'nishan l'Nadarim shehenu tzorach b'Shabbos. One may revoke Nadarim on Shabbos and may seek a heter for Nadarim, that their annulment is needed for Shabbos. The Gemara inquires if hafara on Shabbos also must be for a Shabbos need. So the goat tied to the Shabbos table, where a man was looking for a heter to his neder, not to drink wine so he could have kiddush, charged at the man's three layman cousins coming to be matir his neder. Which reminds us, Rabbi Yosef initially thought that one may only seek a heter for a neder on Shabbos from a yachin mumcha, a single expert, but not from shloshe hediotas, three laymen, because this has the appearance of a court case on Shabbos. Abai responded that since annulment of nedarim is distinct from court proceedings in three ways, namely that the three men may stand, they may be his relatives, and it may be done at night, therefore it does not have the appearance of a court case even absent these three factors. Rabbi said in the name of Rabbi Nachman, the halacha is that one may seek a heter for a neder from one who is standing alone and at night and on Shabbos and from relatives. So the goat tied to the Shabbos table, where a man was looking for a heter to his neder, not to drink wine, so he could have kiddush, charged at the man's three layman cousins coming to be matir his neder, but instead knocked the plate out of a husband's hand who was being made for his wife's neder by saying, take and eat, take and drink. Which reminds us, a braisa teaches that one should not revoke on Shabbos with the same language of hafar that he uses during the week. Rather, he should hand his wife the item and say, tli v'achli, tli ishti, take and eat, take and drink, and the neder is canceled. Rabbi Yochanan added, v'tzarach sheyivat b'libo, and he must cancel the neder in his heart. The combination of handing her the item and mentally revoking the neder is sufficient for hafara. Alright, so now it's time to conclude with a pop quiz of 10 questions. Number 1, which stuff do we learn from a kava chomer that plants already planted should certainly remain tahor even if tuma touches them? That's on Daf Ein Vav. Good. Number 2, which stuff do we learn a chochm cannot be made for a man's wife's neder and a baal cannot be matir his wife's neder? That's on Daf Ein Ches. Good. Number 3, which stuff we have a machlokes in a case when one says to his wife before traveling, on the darn that you vow from when I leave here until I return from such and such a place shall be revoked? That's on Daf Ayin Hey. Good. Number 4, which stuff do we learn that one should not revoke on Shabbos with the same language of hafara that he uses during the week? That's on Daf Ayin Zayin. Good. Number 5, which stuff do we learn Rabbi Chanina taught Hashosek al Manaskal Mekat, a husband who was silent in order to distress his wife by causing her to think that he'll confirm the nether, can still revoke it for another 10 days? That's on Daf Ayin Ches. Good. Number 6, which stuff do we learn from a Kal Vachomer that a Na'ara cannot be sold as a maidservant? That's on Daf Ayin Vav. Good. Number 7, which of the annulment of Nadarim is distinct from court proceedings in three ways? Three men may stand, they may be his relatives, and it may be done at night. That's on Daf Ayin Zayin. Good. Number 8, which of the three opinions regarding the ability of a Yavam to revoke the Nadarim of a Yavama? That's on Daf Ayin Dalet. Good. Number 9, which of the room that three laymen can be matir and neder? That's on Daf Ayin Ches. Good. And number 10, which of the room that one may revoke nedarim on Shabbos and may seek a heter for nedarim that their annulment is needed for Shabbos? That's on Daf Ayin Zayin. Excellent. That concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichu. Wishing you a great day and great learning.